keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need, the Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, October 30th, episode 111. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, 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 my queen, above all other queens.
Oh.
In the entire universe.
Okay. Yes. That sort of kind of rhymes, I guess, but hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Cheers me, baby. How are you?
I have
you?
An 8-ouncer.
We've been with you all day.
Is this an 8-ouncer?
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I'm not quite sure what that is. Taste this. I haven't tasted yet. How does it smell?
Oh, I like it.
This is.
I like it.
All right. I'm glad. Thank goodness. This is a birthday wine. This was from Ross and Muriel.
Oh.
And we are drinking the Wellington Petit Syrah from 2021, and it's planted in 1882. It's amazing how good it tastes.
Wow. I'm surprised it's not completely...
We make a distinctive style of wine that is greatly appreciated by those looking beyond scores, points, and medals. That's right.
Yeah, no, it's very nice.
Isn't that nice?
And it's a red. We're not drinking white. I'm drinking red.
I said, you want a white? You know, nah, we could have a red. So I dove into the...
I really like that actually a lot.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Let me see. Hey, babe.
I need to get my energy up.
Okay.
I don't know why my energy is down.
Well, we just got back from our Walking with Jesus discipleship class.
Yes, this is the fourth one in the first block. Yes.
I have to say, I needed this. I needed this today. I got very energized by it.
Yes.
And it was about the importance of biblical foundations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What you need to do.
And Pastor Brian, he was just so good. And I remember last week when we were talking, I couldn't remember what we had talked about, what we had learned.
Spiritual family. We talked about spiritual family.
Now I remember it now, but right after you do it, I can't remember it. And it was, what was it? When the Lord... This was the one that I took away. When the Lord builds the house, what was it? Oh, man, it was Psalm 127.
Psalm 127.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I liked his Pastor Brian's analogy about bamboo.
And yes, when he said, when you plant, because
he's talking about building the foundation solid in Christ.
Yeah.
And you have to have a strong foundation. Like if you build a house on sand, it's going to collapse.
And we all know that.
Yes.
We all know that one, but his bamboo was great.
Yes, where he talked about how you plant bamboo and you don't. It doesn't really do much for the first 5 years. And you see it and you're like, oh, is this going to take?
Well, you don't see anything.
Right. Is it going to take? And he said, and then in 5 years, it just starts to shoot up and it starts to grow. And the reason is that those 5 years, the roots are really becoming fortified in the ground. And that's what he was saying about your faith.
Yeah.
That you need to really fortify your faith in Christ.
And as I sat there, I thought, I need more foundation.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't you?
I think we're totally on the right track. I mean, we'll always be hungry. Mm-hmm. We'll always be seeking. We will never turn back to how we used to be, because this has been so transformative in our life that I cannot see me casting this aside. I mean, it just doesn't seem normal.
No.
And there's so much to learn.
Even though
I know a lot of these stories, I don't know a lot of the stories in the Bible. And I find it incredibly intriguing.
Yeah.
So, yes. And so this was the first, this was the foundations block. And the second block is about faith.
It was, that's what's coming up, you mean? That's what's starting next week? This is so good. Everybody should be able to have access to this.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Annette told me one other church wants all of their materials. So,
I bet they do.
It was
the blessings of God without the presence of God will destroy you.
Yes, because you focus on the blessings and you're not focusing on God.
Yes.
And that's so key too, because a lot of people, they forget to yield to Him.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, oh, look at all these blessings. This is great. And they're focused on that and forgetting that it came from God.
It's been a really crazy week in that regard. Pastor Jimmy and I, 2 days in a row, woke up either having thought about the exact same scripture, or he was thinking about it and it came to me and all of a sudden just pops up in my Bible or on somewhere in down below on a scripture, on a devotional.
Yes.
And we text every morning. It's like, this is really amazing.
You two are definitely, iron sharpens iron. That's for sure.
Really, really interesting.
And not only that, you two are like chicks. Chicks, man.
Okay, okay. So
last night we went to this dinner.
Chicks.
This dinner last night, and this is the first time that we had gone with Pastor Jimmy and Annette, and we went with Andre and David, and it was this out. We've been there before with other friends, but it was Revel Catering, which their restaurant's now called
I think it's still Revel Catering, but then 3 days a week, they basically just put a sign up that says...
Well, no, there's a whole article in the magazine that I got. Oh. So you can read about why they transitioned to that. I think they're still doing catering.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so Annette and I, we were like, we always are asking each other, well, what are you going to wear so that one is not completely overdressed versus the other? And we were talking about the wind, and I said, oh my gosh, it's going to be really windy. What are we going to do with our hair?
It's outside, but it has a roof.
It's covered, yes.
It's covered. And he cooks. He's an Argentine. He's from Argentina.
I believe so.
And he cooks on these big open fires that are wood fire. So there's definitely warmth under there. But yeah, there would be some wind. Okay, I'll tell my part in a moment. Keep going.
So you're asking me, well, what should I wear? And you said, should I wear a jacket? And I said, yeah, why don't you wear a jacket? Because I'm thinking it's going to get cool.
No, let's step back.
Well, wait a minute.
No, let's step back a little further. Even before I've put on a different pair of jeans, you go, those are dirty. Okay, I'm taking them off. Don't worry. I have a clean pair here. And then I say, shall I wear this blue jacket? And you said, yeah. And I have to ask you, because I can't color coordinate. I'm completely colorblind. And I said, and what shirt do I wear? And you say, wear the white one. And then you tested me. You said, okay, make sure you put this over there. But first you said, why don't you wear your jacket? Was it the untucked jacket?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm looking for it. I can't find it. But anyway, ultimately it was hanging up. And I look at it. I'm like, this is kind of jacket, like winter jacket.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'd rather have my sports jacket.
Yeah.
And then take it
from
there.
I go, so you're going to wear your jacket. I said, oh, let me text Annette real quick. So to tell her so that Jimmy knows. And you go.
No, I already told him.
Yes, we've already been talking about it. So these two are coordinating their outfits together. So, I go, you two are like chicks, man. So you're chicks.
He texts me. He says, it's 80 degrees. It's going to be 80 degrees at 6 o'clock. No, it's 80 degrees now. It'll be 77, around 7:30, 8 o'clock and windy. What are you wearing? And I say, sports jacket. He says, no hoodie. I said, no, Tina would never let me wear a hoodie to this place, man. No. I said, okay, good to know. I'll wear a sports jacket too. So we had already coordinated everything. It was perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's good.
I thought that was fun. I don't think you two are just like chicks.
I think we're just really good friends.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had a friend where I coordinated.
I've never my seen
clothing,
you do that ever.
Clothing together.
I've never seen you. You know, my mic is bouncing up and down. Will that sound be?
Well, when you have your hands on it.
No, I'm stopping it from bouncing every time because you're bouncing the whole desk with your arms, your grill arms.
I forgive you.
I'll repent later. Anyway, so that was funny. But we had a nice time. It was really nice. And Annette loved it. And so did Jimmy. And you know, it's just, Pastor Jimmy, it's just creating more memories with them. And it was great. Because Andrea and David are foodies. They're foodies like we are. And I always thought Annette is pickier, but she tried everything last night.
This is also the kind, there's 50, 60 people there. Yeah, it's not big.
It's not big.
It's like the owners of one of the other restaurants.
It's a preset menu. A preset menu.
But the owners of other restaurants come there to eat there. Mm-hmm. I mean, do they even advertise these things?
Yes, I get emails.
Mm-hmm. You're on the secret email list, but they don't have, do they advertise it in the newspaper?
Well, I don't think so. It's the same people all the time. You notice there's a lot of the same people.
Yes,
that come.
It's the Yacht Rock Club.
It's the Yacht Rock Club. That's a good show title.
The Yacht Rock Club.
But it's fun because our friends Julianne and Mark are there, and we really enjoy, every time we see them, we enjoy them.
From Six Twists. I mean, there's a lot of people who are in retail and restaurants and bars.
Yeah.
They come to this. It's very interesting.
Yes. It's a lot of fun.
I like it a lot.
I really do. It's a different crowd and I like.
And how about that in Fredericksburg, Texas? Would you have ever thought that there would be such a cool community of people who just kind of, I really thought about that. It's like,
yeah,
what, How fortunate are we? Mm-hmm.
And like
to
the
be in this place,
the bartender Tyler, he said, because I gave him your good. Card because yeah. we got some cocktails, and he said,
here's how it went. Give me your card.
I didn't have. I don't know why I didn't.
You
use,
didn't bring it. You didn't bring it. You didn't bring anything.
Oh yeah, I brought a purse.
Oh, you
but
did?
Why didn't
uh-huh.
I? I don't know why.
Like, give anyway, me your card.
Oh, because my purse was already at the table. Yeah. But so then I'm talking to Tyler, and Tyler goes, "Oh yeah, my friend Eric. He knows you and Adam because he does our lawn." He goes, he really said one day, he goes, "I was in this hole," and he said, "Yeah, I can have this."
Well,
really
hold on. They worked together for Paul, for the septic guy. So he was in yeah. the 12-foot hole
yeah.
digging for a
so
septic.
So he was
tank.
Talking about you and, well, he was talking about us and then specifically you because you deal with Eric all the time. And then he's like, "Yeah, I worked at Salvation Spirits," and Richard from Vaudeville called me and said, "I have some VIP guests coming. I can't tell you who they are, but you need to treat them well." It was when Elise was in town.
VIP who had enough money for one drink.
One drink, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
So, but it was that's a fun. Really nice night.
It was
I'm glad
great.
That Pastor Jimmy and Annette got to experience it.
It was good.
And
it
I she good. Loved she loves that. And I said, "Well, then you need to go to Vaudeville, the supper event with us, because you will like that then."
Because I guess she's kind of picky in general.
Yeah, but you know what?
Food.
I made her try beets yesterday. She ate beets. I made her try the fennel.
It's
I'm
like,
cutting
like
it.
She's
I'm
a
cutting
child.
It. I'm cutting it. I'm putting it on her plate. I'm like, try it. And I'm like, it's not offensive, and it's not offensive
no,
at all.
It was very good.
She doesn't like strong, pungent flavors. Like, I don't think she likes blue cheese. Like that kind of. Mm. But I'm like, try it. It's good. She liked it.
You know,
hey, Mikey, I like it.
Climate change is getting rid of blue cheese.
What?
Yeah, there's a whole report.
Oh, whatever.
I know.
Like grift. The blue cheese
the
grift.
The blue cheese grift. Buy now while stocks last.
Yeah.
So I was looking at the newsletter, and it seems like you have a lot of different topics you want to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
For instance,
yeah.
You're thinking about opening up a business?
Yeah.
I had to read this in the newsletter?
Yeah. Need something to do. I'm bored.
Like, you are so busy.
I'm
you're
not.
Always in and out. You're doing this. You're going there. You're working for the Heritage. The what is it
Heritage,
called?
The Historical Society.
Same thing. The Historical Society.
My heart. I'm being led somewhere. I don't know where I'm being led. So I was like, So let me back up. So we went to when I went on the hiking trip. Mm-hmm. Stephanie and Renee were here for our vow renewal and they experienced Fredericksburg. And so we started talking about what does Fredericksburg need? And so we were coming up with different ideas. And I said, I don't remember if I said it or somebody else said it, but a painting with a twist came up, which is where you actually go to a place and you follow a guided painting, but you can bring wine
so
and you can bring
paint
a charcuterie
by numbers,
board.
You mean, basically?
No, it's not. You get a blank canvas, but they teach you how to like, what's the first color you put on, the second color.
Okay.
And you actually draw your own picture.
Mm-hmm. While you're drinking.
While you're drinking. And it's a great like girls night out,
does
couples
it, does
night
it get
out.
Better as the night progresses?
Oh yeah. Everybody gets looser and you know, the paintings
bet.
Get more wild.
Yeah.
But it's, and I'm thinking.
And it's only drinking and painting.
Pretty much. But you can bring like a whole charcuterie board.
Or you can bring that yourself or,
yeah.
Or they serve that.
No, no, no. Okay. You want them to bring it in. You just
provide
the painting supplies.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh
and
my
wait,
gosh.
Do you provide the wine too? Or they bring
No, they bring their own wine. No, then you don't have to get a license. Yeah, you have to get the TABC license.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I brought it up and they were like, yeah, that's a great idea. And I'm thinking that would capture the bridesmaid demographic. You could do the locals. You could do an 80s night, an Elvis night. You could do kids. You could do birthday parties. The possibilities are endless. So I started researching it and I got the franchise document and I was like, huh, should I do this? So I got it. And Annette, so I mentioned it to Annette because she read the newsletter. She goes, what business are you thinking about opening? And I told her, she goes, I'll do it with you. And Karen, like, she expressed an interest too. And I'm thinking, should we do this? I don't know. I'm going to pray about it.
Well,
I'm
that's
not sure.
Here's the only thing I
know you go, do you really want to work?
No, I have enough trouble getting you to do the podcast.
I know. Cause when we dropped Pastor Jim, when they dropped us off last night and we're like, we're talking about a business and you went in the car, to Pastor Jim, you go, yeah, right.
Well, here's the only thing. Actually, this is better than I thought it was because I was like, man, you need a license and a kitchen. But now I understand what it is. I understand. Now, the rents are high in Fredericksburg. So
off Main Street, I don't know about that.
Granted, I know nothing.
Okay.
The only thing is, drunk bridesmaids is something I would question because they may come in hammered.
Well, here's the thing. You put it in the terms. Like, if you vomit, you clean it up.
Oh, my God. You want to... I mean, this is already, this business is not for me. If I have to have a terms of service that says if you vomit, you clean it up. Or
if you destroy something, it's you're liable. Oh, I mean, I'm sure goodness. I would ask. So they're, oh my, they're Johnny on the spot, this franchise. They texted me, they emailed me. Like,
Fredericksburg, they're we like, need this lady.
Let's find out if this is a good fit. And so I'm contemplating it. But here's the whole thing. I don't know the first thing about opening a business. We would have to create an LLC. You'd have to get your license. You'd have to present it to the city. I don't even know. The impetus for this is that I'm restless. I'm restless. I need something to do. I'm looking at you with your project, and I'm seeing how energized you are and how excited you are. And I realize that I'm not doing much. I'm not doing much. I mean, I help out with the church. I'm on the... So, and I was complaining to Annette today, and she's like, look, you're going to help me with the women's ministry. You don't get a job.
Wait a minute. What happened to her being a partner in this tricks, drinking, and painting?
That was last night after a whiskey and a cava.
That's a great idea. This is how... By the way, first way to start a business is to get drunk and go, start a business. That's a great idea. Yeah, what could go wrong?
But that's the whole thing. I need... I'm searching. Hmm. Yeah. I cannot keep sitting on the couch and scrolling.
Here's, if I may deconstruct, here's what you are in. And you're someone who in an organization is a magnificent, easy for me to say with my teeth. Magnificent.
You got like wine on the side of your mouth. You got like,
it's well, luckily this is not a video podcast. Oh. So you didn't have to say anything. Oh.
I guess you got a little spitball right there.
Is it still there? Is it gone now? Is it better? You are a magnificent support pillar in any organization.
Yes. I don't want to be the lead.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the first rule of starting a business is somebody has to be the leader of the business. Someone has to, you know, make either say, okay, let's get this and this and this done.
Well,
finding partner, I'm not good by myself. I work great with partners.
Well, if you can find somebody that complements your skills. Mm-hmm. So I always worry about going into business with friends too, because you don't want that to, and I've seen that happen with my sister where she went into business with a friend and the friendship ended because they did not talk about who was going to stay in what lane. Like for instance, if Annette and I were to do it, she's very good administratively. I would be very good on the creative end and the communication and the marketing end, where she would be very good at business ops because she basically runs the
church.
Does
that, yep.
But anyway, like I said, the whole impetus behind this is I need something to fill my heart, and I'm going to pray about it because God's calling me, but I don't know where.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where that's coming from.
Well, then ask.
I didn't even ask you about, hey, can I open a business? I'm like, I ordered the franchise report.
You can do whatever you want. I'll support you.
Yeah.
I'll support you with unsolicited advice at all times. Adam will weigh in, it said. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so that's where I'm at with that.
I understand that.
I don't know.
I understand that.
But Annette, tonight, I really need your help with the women's ministry. You know, let's start planning.
She basically said, you don't need a job. You need to be, I need you. I know, she's right in your face. I need you.
When we went back to her office, she said, well, I can hire you part-time. And I said, no, I don't want to work for you. I don't, because I don't want to work for friends. I'd rather volunteer all my time, you know.
But it's not about making money. It's about doing something. And I do the
newsletter for the church, and I love doing that. That's easy for me.
Well, this particular women's ministry that's coming up with the author, the Devil in Pew Number 7?
Yeah, the author of The Devil in Pew Number 7 is coming to speak at Bridge Church on Saturday.
So you've been very involved in that. You've been very... So see how you feel after that. I mean, and you've got like 130 women coming? 134 registered?
Yeah. It's an all-day event. It's from 9 to 3, and my dear friend Teresa is coming. She's flying in tomorrow.
Well, that shows you that there's a lot of women who are looking for a lot of stuff.
And you know what I said to Annette, too? I said, you know what? You need to cross-reference the people who signed up to
here's
see
the, here's who, the comms person. This is,
who, I said, you need to cross-reference the people that signed up to see if they're members of the church. And those people that are not members of the church, you need to send handwritten thank you notes to them. That's yes. how you cultivate the yes. relationships. I said, I'll help you with that. I'll write
this. And you know what? When you talk that way, you light up. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I see you light up when you talk like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're talking about fonts.
Fonts. Anyway, so yeah, so that's the job situation.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see where it leads.
I will ask you for an update on the yeah. next episode. This is 111, by the way.
I know, 111.
It's a row of sticks.
A row of sticks.
We had dinner with Rob, the constitutional lawyer,
yes,
on Saturday.
Yes, we did.
And
we
his
did.
Lovely wife, Maggie. Die wunderschöne
Maggie. I really like them a lot.
He's fantastic.
And the spooks. And the spooks were there. And David, the Surgeon General, and Karen were there as well.
And two new spooks who we didn't even know were spooks.
They were the spooks. That's yeah. what I'm saying. The two spooks.
Yes.
Very nice. Excuse me. Very nice.
And it was his invitation. He took all of us out. He was like, no, and he said, it's my treat, which is like, well, okay.
Went to Jack's Chop House, which, you know, is not, it's good, but it's not good based on their prices.
It's probably the most expensive place in town.
Yeah.
I would say, but I mean, it was fantastic.
It was really. So I have in my notes, and I can't remember. I have Ham Radio's The Whisper. What were we talking about?
You have to understand that Rob, the constitutional lawyer, and I are both ham radio operators.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Well, for your birthday, they yes. bought us Waterford goblets
yes.
that were etched with your call sign.
Yes.
And your call sign on my glass was /XY.
XYL.
XYL, which yes. means wife.
Excellent young lady.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes.
Oh. Even though excellent starts with an E?
Just trust me on this. Ham radio guys abbreviate everything okay. for good reason to, you know, to save time and space and bandwidth.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about, so, you know, over there, you can see the computer is running. You know, I have the wire outside. You are like, oh, he's got a wire.
Oh,
he's got
yeah. I'm like, you made our house look janky.
It's not janky. You don't even.
But when you first installed it, it came out the window, attached to the flagpole, and then went to the back of the house, which looked a little janky.
Yeah. But that's all taken care of.
Yes.
Does it bother you now?
No,
the wire in the back?
I don't even see
I just
it.
Have to take it down whenever air comes so he yes. doesn't decapitate him.
Yes.
This is the wire hanging.
Right.
So that's all digital stuff. So every 15 minutes, I send a beacon, which is really just, I mean, this is what the North Carolina guys practice for all their life. And then they got to put it into practice. It's like when something happens, you know, guess what? It's good to have your ham radio operators around.
Yeah.
So I beacon and then Rob, you know, can receive and we beacon back. It's just,
you beacon back and forth with Rob?
You just beacon all day long. And so I can see how Rob's online, you know, he's beaconing. So he's alive. That's good.
What's his call sign?
Oh man. I don't know off the top of my head. I'm K5ACC, just FYI.
We know K5 Alpha Charlie, I know.
Kilo five, Alpha Charlie, squared. Squared. Rob, let me see.
Oh, you're looking it up.
I am. Yeah, I should know this, actually.
It's like, no need to pick up the phone or send him a text. Send him a ham radio ping.
So anyway, a while back, something that was actually a precursor to this was the Whisper network. And so you build a little, I still have one, a little transmitter that goes into the little Altoids box.
Oh, that's right.
That's where I had all those Altoid boxes.
Yes.
So you build it yourself.
Yes.
And it puts out like, you know, half a watt almost. And just imagine, you know, light bulb is, you know, 35 or 50 watts. It's half a watt. And it can transmit all over the world. And it's also doing the same thing. It's just beaconing. And because it's such low power, we call it Whisper mode.
Oh.
The Whisper network. And so he was.
It was funny. There was something funny that was said, and I can't remember. I just have ham radios, The Whisper.
Isn't the whole thing funny by itself?
You guys are nerds. Nerds.
Okay.
But it was a lovely, lovely dinner. And I really do like his wife. And I said,
Maggie is great.
Maggie. Yeah. And I said, listen, they come here because they have a membership
well,
at three different wineries. And
yeah.
I said, look, when you come again, have Rob let Adam know and we'll meet up with you and we'll take you to Augusta Vin, our
right.
membership
right.
winery. So, but that was fun. It was really nice to be with Karen and David.
Yes.
And, Teresa and Jim.
Jim, yeah. Yes.
It was really, it was not, it was a lovely evening. We got kicked out. The manager came up and said, you know, I hate to do this, but I have a table. We were almost there at that table for 3 hours.
We got your payment. Time to leave.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure it was a pretty big payment.
Well, also, we went there at 5. Our reservation was 5 p.m.
Yeah, we went AARP time. AARP time all the time.
It was good.
Speaking of going out to dinner, so last week you came up to me and you go, hey, do we have any plans on Friday night? And I was fully expecting you to say, I've got an interview for this podcast. I've got a phone call. I've got this, anything other than I want to take you out to dinner. I was like, what? That's a rarity these days. I'm the social calendar planner.
You are?
Like you said to me tonight, Pastor Brian goes, I want to hang out. And you looked at me, you go, hey, can you handle that? Like, I'm the social calendar planner.
I don't think I said handle. I said, would you mind you coordinating with Naomi, his wife?
No, you said, listen, I don't do that. Tina does that. She will take care of it. That's exactly what you said. That's how it sounded in my head.
I said, would you mind coordinating? Oh, in your head. Okay, correct.
You know how when you go, rah, 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 that's how you sound, well, Tina,
could you
in my head.
Could you do the voice then that I use just so I can hear it, how it sounds?
Hey, man.
Hey, babe.
Hey, man. Can you, babe. I don't do that. Tina, can you take care of that, man? That's what it was like.
At least I'm cool. You sound grating in my head. At least I'm a cool dude. Like, hey,
anyway,
man.
So when you asked me out on a date, I was like, whoa.
And then
that is a rarity, though. It really is. Well, it was nice. I liked it.
But it's because we usually have, like, dinners.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. And I did the real Adam Curry thing. And I texted the owner of the restaurant. Hey, man, I don't see I can't find any open spots on Resi. Can you hook me up?
Yes.
And he's like, consider it done.
I know. He was so, and they, our table, we had a beautiful table.
It was a good table and everything.
The server came up and said, what are we celebrating? Like, that we got a table.
That we got a table and we have a date night.
But it was nice. It was nice to be asked out on a date.
Although, I apologize. I, once again, even though I made sure you didn't have any coffee just in case it would be not decaf, I did not pay attention to the two glasses you drank in combination.
You were right there. We started off with Prosecco.
But I wasn't thinking when that cookie came at the end, I should have.
Oh.
But by then, like, I had three glasses.
How many times have we talked about this?
I know. But
it's your fault.
It's your mouth.
It's your fault. You know I'm an addict. You know I'm a sugar addict. When I get around sugar, I can't stop.
This is what I keep forgetting is you're an addict. I need to remember that. And so we came home and you're like, I'm like, M&M's?
No, that wasn't it at all. You're like, let's go to bed. I'm tired. And we laid down.
That's so not what happened. That's so not. You went like, nah, I'm really full.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't remember.
It was a date night. Hello.
Oh, that's
hello.
I'm like, you let me drink a glass of champagne.
When you're over 60 years old, date night. You know, it's date night. Date night.
Maybe you should take me out more. Date night is another. Date night's another good
date potato. Night.
No, here's the thing. It's your fault. If you're thinking, I'm going to get lucky later, you see me drinking a glass of champagne. You see me drinking. Then I order a glass of wine.
It's
and
my
I did
fault.
Really good with
no,
my meal.
It's obviously.
And then you're like, what do you want for dessert? And
I'm like, a Dumbo.
I'm like,
what was
you
I
ruined
thinking?
Your own night.
What was I thinking?
That's all your fault. Anyway, so when I have that much sugar, and I was really careful with, we ordered a salmon tartare and a burrata.
Yeah.
And I didn't
you
eat
were it. Very careful
I
with
didn't
the food.
Eat any of the bread. Yeah. I only
you
ate
probably should
the
have
protein.
Had more of that food.
And then
offset
on my
it.
Entree, I had, what did I have for the, oh, I had the beef.
You had the beef.
And the braised beef. And I only ate the beef. I did not eat the carbs, but it was the sugar.
Yeah.
So of course, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm listening to Donald Trump on Joe Rogan.
That's right, because we came home and I had texted Joe the day before saying,
oh, I like how you casually throw that out. I texted Joe. Anyway, go ahead. Say what he said, which is really cool.
I had texted Joe the day before, and I said, I'm praying for you that the interview with DJT is everything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he hadn't even read it. You know,
a million people probably texted
him. Yeah, so,
him.
You know, because we do it on Signal, so I can see if he read it. He hadn't read it, whatever. I forgot about it.
Oh, he's on Signal, not iMessage, huh?
That's how we communicate. Oh, okay. For some reason.
All right.
And so we come home, and then at 10 o'clock, Joe's responded. And he says, it was great. Trump did 3 hours. He was awesome. And I said, are you dropping it tomorrow? Hip lingo. Are you dropping it tomorrow? He says, it's been out for an hour. Like, oh, hold on a second. So we take a look. And so we watched
about an hour.
Watched about an hour of it, yeah. And then he did say something very nice. What
yes,
did
he
say?
Did. He said something really, really nice. And said, I posted it on Instagram, too, when somebody said...
Here's what he said. He said, wild time, my brother, and to think that it's all because of your creation. To which I now have my new answer.
Which is?
All glory to God. I was just the guy that he used.
Yes.
That's my new answer.
Yes.
That's my new answer. Which
that
is
was really kind
of
him.
Which is true.
That.
Which yes. is true. That was very kind of him to
yes.
say. Yes. So just a DJ.
But anyway. Just a DJ. Yeah. So I was wide awake. The sugar was reverberating through my body. That's like last night when we had dinner at the Revel Catering.
You didn't have that though last night, did you?
No, because I was like, I am not doing that again. I'm not doing that again. I was up till 3 o'clock morning. I'm like, I might as well just listen to the rest of Donald Trump.
You watched the rest of the whole interview.
I watched
interview.
The whole thing.
Oh, you, because you were, because I heard you get up and
I didn't want to keep waking you up.
But see, that's the thing. We can just agree right now. I'd rather you're in the bed tossing and turning where I know that you're okay and alive than when you pick up your pillow, like, and I've given up protesting because, you know, I said, no.
I just want you to sleep. That's why.
But
that's
I don't. Why. I mean, I sleep in between, but then I hear you come back in. I hear you opening your gummy.
I know. Jar. I open the drawer. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, I'm popping gummies. This is ridiculous.
It's okay. But it's okay. I just felt bad for you. Yeah. And then, so luckily you were able to take a nap the next day.
Yes.
That was pretty, but that, even I was a little tired.
That was Saturday. And I just basically did nothing until we went out to dinner with
Right. Because I got up at 5. But no, that was Saturday. That was Friday to Saturday.
Saturday, right. Yeah. no plan. I didn't have to do anything, so I just laid around all day. But I don't like feeling like that. I don't like the wasting the day.
I will
anyway. It was all your fault.
Yes. My fault. I commit to you. I will do better.
Yes.
Boost.
I will do better.
No. So last night I was like, okay, I know better. I'm not gonna do that.
No, you did great.
And when we went out on Saturday night with all of those people and everybody got coconut cream pie, which is one of my favorite. And I was like, nope, not doing that.
So, coconut cream pie.
I know. Doesn't that sound good?
Yes.
So anyway, thank you for asking me out on a date, but you ruined it by letting me eat so much sugar.
Well, at least I screwed something up again. That's the good news. That's the good news.
So Blonde Squad plus Trisha. Already planning for next year.
I'm
trying to recruit new members. So I reached out to my friend Michelle, who were friends on Instagram. She actually did 75 Hard with us. That was 2 years ago. Can you believe that?
Which is how the whole group started, right?
It's how the whole group started. 75 Hard was 2 years ago. Can you believe that? So we're either thinking Yosemite or Utah again, the Moab. I think I'm saying that right.
Moab, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it might be Yosemite, which
I think
is in California.
Yosemite is kind of a little more exciting, maybe, because you've got more, you know, Moab is kind of rocky.
Well, that would be like, similar to Zion and Bryce Canyon.
Yeah, which you've already done.
Yeah, so we're watching. We're going to see.
And Yosemite dropped by Camp Curry, you know.
That's
my family used to own it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, until they sold it like fools.
I own this.
My family used to own most of downtown Flagstaff, Arizona,
really?
Apparently. Yeah, sold it, you know, some trinkets. Yeah,
some beads.
Some beads, who knows. The Currys, so famous for their real estate dealings.
Yeah, so we're already planning. So we're usually Black Friday.
What's her name? Michelle, you said?
Michelle.
So yeah, is she also a no agenda listener, or she was just in the 75 Hard?
She was in 75 Hard. Mm. I don't know how we initially got connected, but she is, I mean, she's fun online, so she's got to be fun in person.
Let's talk about this. How did you communicate with her?
We were initially Instagram, and then we did that app, and I cannot remember what the app name was.
So are you allowed to DM on Instagram now that you're in Instagram jail
for the second
time for being a bad, naughty girl? What have you done to make Mark angry?
Well, I can't comment anymore. Remember on your birthday?
this is the second time you've had this.
The second time in 2 months.
Yeah, and because you're not safe for the community.
The only thing
You're not safe for the community. You are hurting people's feelings.
Wait a minute. Do you see some of the garbage that people post? I never post that kind of garbage.
I'm not on Instagram.
This is all I did. I criticized a retailer.
And there it is.
And so you, it was one of their advertisers.
You have messed with the primal forces of nature, Mrs. Curry. You have broken the chain of trust with the money people.
I guess so.
So what did you say?
Well, it was Zara. And Zara had this really cute dress.
That's an ad. I mean, they maybe
just... Oh, it was an ad for sure.
Yeah, okay.
And so I commented, and I went to look at the thing that they were promoting. And I went, I was like, ooh, I like that. I'm going to order that. And I went.
And you're a longtime customer of Zara.
No, I never ordered from Zara. Okay. Ever.
What? Another mistake.
So then I go to the item and I select on it and I select my size and they're like, oops, not available. Wow. We have similar items in this. And so I commented and I said, why do you promote items that are unavailable? That is deceptive advertising. And then I got knocked off the system. I hate Instagram.
Have we learned? Well, and why are you still on it then?
For this show.
Oh, okay.
I promote this show more than I promote us.
It's for this show that you're going like this.
I'm a slave to it because of this show. I know. That's a problem. That is a thing because I got rid of Twitter X. I got rid of that. And now I'm on Instagram for my news feed. So I just released one. I eliminated one addiction for another. I know.
This reminds me of this.
It's an addiction too. It is an addiction.
There's no doubt that, I mean, it totally works that way. This reminds me of this great movie we watched called The Forge.
Oh, I know. It's so good.
Which is by who are those brothers?
I don't know.
The Brecken brothers.
I don't know. But it's really a good movie. We talked about it last show.
Did we talk about it on the last show? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. We did. And in that, twice they talk about something that God makes you give up. And the protagonist in the movie, first of all, is his mentor who was discipling him. He had to give up golf.
Yes.
You know, God said, you got to give up golf. And he used to golf 3 times a week and now he's like 2 times a month. And so the protagonist, the young man in the movie, he's like, you know, so he knows that God is going to tell him he has to give something up. And he looks over, he's like, oh my God, no, not my video game. But he was really
addicted to
playing video games. The Kendrick brothers, that's what it was. So what is God telling you?
To give up social media. That's what he's telling me.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the addictive gene for social media. So it's just an inbox for me. Twitter is an inbox. What do people tag me in? And then I'm done. And cause I know if I go and look at the timeline, I'm just going, whatever. And people send me emails. I'd say 40% of my emails are linked to something on X. So, you know, it's just an inbox. I'm not in it.
You're better than me. I know.
No, but what I'm trying to say is you won't miss it.
Well, and I mean, I'm recognizing what happened is so I've eliminated Twitter out of my life, but I've replaced it with YouTube. I never used to go on YouTube ever.
Yeah.
YouTube. Not for news. I never went on YouTube for news. And so I go for news. Let me back up.
I go for the news, but I stay for the dog videos.
No, that's Instagram. But on YouTube, I used to go for carnivore carnivore and keto videos because I wanted to hear what people were saying. And then now it switched to news. Mm-hmm. And so what I've essentially done is I replaced one addiction for another.
So,
and I realized,
let me ask you a question.
Let me tell you this.
You tell me something, man.
When I was in Tennessee and my time, you know, they tell you about your screen time. Mm-hmm. And one day I was on for 11 hours.
What? In yes. Tennessee while you were hiking?
No. This was the week before. And
11 hours? Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my gosh. And, but you know, you could listen to a podcast for 3 hours.
And you wonder
hours.
Why it's hard for me to get a date night with you.
That was eye-opening for me.
Well, question.
Yeah.
Do you actually listen to podcasts on your podcast app? Or do you just go to...
I rarely go to my podcast. I only listen to our show.
Isn't that interesting?
I listen to No Agenda Live.
Isn't that interesting?
And I listen to Living Up in a Down World. Mm-hmm. That's all mm-hmm. that I listen to. Mm-hmm.
And the rest, where do you consume your podcasts?
I don't really consume podcasts. I consume on YouTube snippets of Megyn mm-hmm. Kelly mm-hmm. or snippets of Patrick.
Really?
David
You're watching PBT? Infotainment?
Occasionally. And so I realized that, yes.
That's the most clickbaity show in the world.
I have replaced one addiction for another, and I probably need to cut off.
Well, you have one other minor.
Oh, my game.
This is the dumbest game in the world because you.
Wow.
Well, the reason. Mean. No, because you've mastered it up to 10,000 points.
11,000.
There you have it.
It's like Candy Crush.
Which I would say is kind of an addictive game.
I know. I'm recognizing it. I know. It's not good.
You know?
That's why I need a job.
If you wrote 11 hours a day, you'd have 15 bestsellers within a year. Okay, you don't like writing.
No, I mean, I like writing, but not like that.
Yeah, but you need a job where you're doing something, because I remember when you had your retail job, you were just sitting over there doing it.
I couldn't have my phone on the floor.
It got... No. I'm talking about here in Fred.
Oh. When it was slow. Oh, yeah, because it was... Slow, no, it slow. Was
so I'm saying, no, you need a productive yes, job that you're yeah. doing something.
And see, even at Ronald McDonald House Charities, there were so many slow periods that I was on social media. Because what else you going to do?
And texting me.
And texting you.
With emojis. Hey.
I wasn't that... that was Nurse Tracy. That wasn't me.
Oh, Kersnap.
Kersnap.
Kersnap, she goes.
Okay, so let's transition here.
These go to 11.
You're all full
I'm all
of those,
in the jingles today.
I guess. Yeah. So tell everybody why I am the canary in the coal mine.
Okay. So I have come to learn throughout several stories that Tina has told me, which I really have enjoyed immensely. And the two that have stuck out in your professional career, when you were working at the bank, I believe.
Yeah, this was 1982-ish.
And was it the introduction of the debit card or
yes,
the credit card?
It was debit the debit card. So they automatically issued us debit cards.
And I think your famous words were, why would anybody... want a debit
we
card.
We can write checks.
You can write checks. Why would anybody want a debit card?
And now
who needs that?
And now when I'm in the grocery store and I'm like, somebody's writing a check.
So, but the line is, why would anybody want to write checks? Okay.
So that was the first one.
And then this is just you later on in life. And then cell phones came out. And you were like, why would anybody want to have a phone in their bag well, or on the street?
Well, yes,
why would anyone want to have a phone?
Why would anybody want to have a phone and talk while they're walking down the street? That was when they wanted to put an antenna on our condo building when I lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they, so
could
they
have,
wanted
could have made tons of money and lost all your hair.
And so, and I was like, why would anybody ever want to do that?
So as I'm explaining this project that I'm doing, Tina's like, why would anybody ever want something like that?
And you're like, it's going to be successful.
It's going to be so successful. So I told my partners, I told them on our most recent call, I said, and I told them that, and they're like, this is so good. And then Amina's like, what does she say about the election? So I'm not saying anything about it. I'm not saying what she's saying about the election. So that actually made my, it lifted my heart. I'm like, and I told you right away, I said, it's going to be so successful.
Because I had pointed questions for you. Like, why would anybody want that when they can go directly here? Why would you want to do that? I can go directly here. And you're like,
Did I explain it to you?
You did, yes. And I am interested in it, even though you don't think I am interested in it. I wrote the press release, didn't I?
Yes, but you're still like, why would anyone want this? I don't understand why anybody wants this. But to know that, anyway. That project will be uncloaking soon, so we can talk about it. Anyway, yes. Everyone was very happy with the results of my canary in the coal mine test.
Yes, apparently. And thank you for asking me for my playlist. Because when Karen came, you went over and had coffee with David.
I had already asked you.
I don't remember.
But you may not remember.
I had
asked you multiple times first of all, I wouldn't lie to you. Second of all, this is not a lie. I told you this.
I don't remember.
You're so uninterested in this project that you're like, whatever.
I'm like, I don't even know what it is. I can't even explain it.
So I'm literally going to other people. Could you please help me with the playlist?
And so Karen comes to me, she goes, your husband asked me for a favor and he asked for my Christian music playlist. I go, what? Yeah. He didn't even ask me.
This is why she hasn't sent it to me now. You need to tell her that I had asked you because she's afraid to send it to me now.
She's not. She'll send it to you. Okay. I talk to her every day. I'll tell her.
Okay, please do. That's enough about the project.
Here's the thing, though. I've never used anything like that. So
I know.
It's new, the debit card and the cell phone.
I know. And the good news is successful. You'll be using it forever now because if anyone uses her phone and her debit card, well, you don't use the debit
card.
And
Adam Curry's name is all over it. So.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, because I love you.
I love you too. I love you so much. I love you so much.
I know. So anyway, you have anything else you want to talk about?
Let me see. Well, let's see. Oh, actually, it was kind of a nice week. You know,
I've done a lot of discipling.
And yeah, going out, meeting with men. I love doing this so much. Hanging out with dudes, just talking about stuff.
You know, get away from me, I get it.
No, sometimes lifting them up.
Yes.
You know, I'm discipling this, discipling is a weird word, but I'm meeting with this young kid
Mentoring.
You know, mm-hmm. he's like our daughter's age. And you know, he meets for coffee with me and we just chat and talk about stuff. And
that's very kind.
Then he's coming to the men's breakfast.
Yes,
You know, so I'm trying, you know, his parents are, his mom is super into Jesus. So, you know, I'm trying to say, you know, your mom's not crazy. Just letting you know, your mom's on the right track here.
Yeah.
So that was really, really good. And of course I, played chess with Willie, who beat my butt twice in a row. He's growing his beard. Yeah. He's growing his beard. I'm like, Willie, I got to tell you, man, you look pretty handsome with this beard. He's like, I don't have a girlfriend. I said, look, God will provide whatever you need. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Keep praying.
He's a nice man.
You know, his mom had an operation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Everything's okay. And his brothers are in town from Colorado.
Oh, okay.
So he's doing good.
But good.
It's just good to catch. And boy, we were at Java Ranch and forget what song was playing. And he said, I had to ask him, he had to say it twice. I couldn't quite understand. Was this a hit when you were on MTV? And I said, yeah, it's that old, Willie. Yes.
So he knows about your past. He knows about your career.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He was probably before the accident. He was probably watching MTV back in. No,
he's in his 50s. He's in his early 50s, though.
No, I think he's almost my age.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Maybe 2 years younger.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
He's a very good guy. Good guy.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I got. It was just, you know, I've been very busy with this project, so I've been kind of all consumed by it.
All right. Well, let's KYBO then.
KYBO or ga.
Well, yeah, keep your buckets overflowing with my God shot. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Tina's God shot.
Very excited, everybody. It's Tina's God shot. You know it's good. And you know, everyone's talking about the God shot.
Really?
Even friends I know said, I like Tina's God shot.
You know, the big one was brokenness leads to blessings or blessings. What was it? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks
ago. Yeah, but Pastor Jimmy liked that.
Everybody likes you.
I like it. Yeah, I get some comments too about it.
It should be its own podcast.
Okay, here is the scripture. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. You know this, guys. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
Wait a minute. Was this today? Was this? I saw this one.
It wasn't. I don't think it was. Well, today,
we talked about it. This is a great, great scripture.
Yes.
So read it again, please.
The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
Yes.
And so this came up because the Lord is healing me in a lot of things. And one is the feeling of rejection, which I want the women's ministry, because we've talked about this, how everybody deals with rejection. And I, not too long ago, it started to bubble up for me. And I have to remember that when these thoughts come up, just like when I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, ugh, and it's the body dysmorphia. I have to remember to capture every thought and yield it to Jesus. And we've talked about this, about how I have to keep my eyes on him, and it works. It dissipates that those negative feelings, because I remember that I am made in his God's likeness.
Image, yeah.
Yes. And so I can, when I do this, I can capture these thoughts when I honestly admit them to the Lord and ask him to redirect me. And it, I'm not kidding. It works. And I can see that transformation and that healing power. So, and in my notes here, I have, although accusing voices that are lies, like feeling I'm being rejected, do bubble up occasionally, I need to always remember when this happens to quit believing them and know that God's mercy has always been there for me. And it's transformative. I cannot say it enough. And I think about where I started and where I am now, that I can easily just by turning my thoughts and my heart and my eyes to Jesus, like it goes away. It's hard to really even.
Can you do that just on the spot in your mind?
Yes, I have
to. Right away. You can't.
I remember standing in the mirror. I was irritated by something and I took a shower and I was standing in the mirror and I looked at myself and I was like, ugh. And, I immediately heard Jesus, like, put your eyes on me. And I did. And it went away immediately.
I do want to mention that, for the past few weeks, there has been a scale out in the open in the bathroom.
Okay. Let me continue with my God shot. Let me continue with my God shot.
Okay. Sorry. It didn't go unnoticed.
So what I want to end with, it's crazy how easy I can slip back into it, but it's getting easier for me to slip out of it. And that's because of Jesus. End point. Like it's, but God, and I have to work diligently and it's becoming easier, but I have to keep my eyes on his truth. And so that's why I love the scripture. Again, the weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine powers to demolish strongholds. And these strongholds that I have, are healing me. And I always think about Annette's words when she said, it's not, don't say trigger.
Right.
God's healing you. And that is the absolute truth. So whatever strongholds you have, if you just go to his word and turn to his word and keep your eyes on him. And it's magical. It's absolutely magical.
Tina@curry.com.
Yeah.
People can contact you.
No. Oh yeah. Tina@curry.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, they can't get you on Instagram because you can't comment.
I know. I remember. But yes, I have pulled the scale out because
first of all, we've been together almost 10 years coming up.
I know. And we're still having a lot of fun, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I still like you.
Okay, good. Good. I still take you on dates.
Well, once a year.
Really, bro?
Bro.
Bro?
Yeah.
We went on vacation. We had date night every night.
I planned the whole thing.
There we go. There it is. You are a blessing
once
in my
a while.
Life.
It's good. Okay. Go ahead.
We didn't even own a scale. There was no scale in the home. Not that I ever wanted one, but there was no scale. Then there was a scale. It was shoved under the sink on my side. And now it's out in the open.
Yes.
And I've been standing on
how
it.
How much do you weigh?
198.
Yeah. You're svelte.
Can literally one morning it's 200 and the next morning it's 198.
Depends if you go to the bathroom or not.
No, I poop both times. I was like, that's weird. So anyway, do you stand on it?
Yeah, occasionally.
Really? That,
yes.
Wow. Now that's big.
That's
that is
healing.
So big
that is God healing me
so
because
big.
I'm not so tied to that number anymore.
I shouldn't say big.
Big.
That's,
I caught that. Nice.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Just try to get out of it.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Yes. Hello, Corksoakers of Vineyard Nation.
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
We do love hearing from our Corksoakers out there in Vineyard Nation. We're a value for value podcast. So we just put everything out there. If you want to send us anything back for the value you receive from the show or anything we're here doing, we're doing here, we love it. You can go to currythekeeper.com. on the about page is all the information. You also can become a sommelier of Vineyard Nation, and you get some very handsome Curry and the Keeper tumbler
wine
glasses.
We have not sent out any. Well, we're going to give Paul and Ashley theirs.
Well,
when
people
they come.
Have to count up their donations because I'm sure they're dusty. I'm pretty sure there's some people who are there. But they may not. They just may not know it.
Yes.
They went to the PO box. Did you?
That's all for you for No Agenda.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks everybody for the.
I want to shout out to Amy though, OG Samonier's wife. She's been coaching me through my upcoming dental work that I'm having done because.
Yes, this is interesting.
I'm a little anxious about it, and she's trying to help me.
Could I just tell you
she's
that
she's a dental hygienist?
I prayed my way through all of my sessions, let's put it that way, because you know I had a lot of work done and particularly a lot of lidocaine, a lot of injections, a lot of oh sorry, and I just prayed my way through it and it works so well. I would literally close my eyes and I'd just say the Lord's Prayer or something, and it would be over, it would take it away. I know you're worried about this, but look at me. Biggest wuss in the world.
Yes, this is true.
And I got through it. So you can do this. You can do this.
I just don't like the noise. I don't like the noise.
Well, if the noise is the only thing, then just ask God to turn the noise off for you in your head.
I'm going to say, knock me out. Anyway, thank you, Amy, though,
so
for helping.
Much for me.
Yeah.
You're a hero.
You didn't even go to the dentist. Now you're like, I can go to dental school.
I can probably do a couple procedures. You want an implant? Drop by in the studio. I'll take care of you. No problem.
Anyway.
So we did receive some beautiful blessings of the treasure kind in our talent, time, talent, and treasure.
Blessings, yes.
And kicking it off right at the top with $77.77, Gary Blatt, who I'm pretty sure is reaching Samonier status.
Yes,
he's been
Gary.
Doing this for a while, so
yes,
let us know,
thank
Gary.
You, Gary.
And then
it's a mini striper boost.
No, that's a proper striper boost. It's a Striper PayPal.
Oh, I thought it was $77,000.
Well, this is $77.77.
Yes.
So that's pretty massive. But
yes.
Then, especially with Bitcoin at over $72, woo-hoo! There he is, 77,777 sats. The one, the only, my friend, Pastor
Aww,
Jimmy.
Our and fave.
He says, great show. Tina's God shot was amazing.
Amazing.
The blessing is in the breaking.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing. KYBO and KTLD. There he is.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy. And Annette.
And another frequent supporter of the show, Omega Man, back
yes!
once again. He's going to hit Samonier status
pretty soon.
He's got a question.
Did you see his question?
He does. $25 love offering, as he always says. Question, Adam. Do you remember the days of double siding a 5.25 floppy disk with a hole puncher? Why, yes,
wait,
I do.
I don't even know what that means. I know what the floppy disks
so
are.
So you had the hard floppy disk. Before
yes.
that, there were the soft floppy
yes,
disk.
Yes.
You ever had the?
Okay. Yes.
So the soft floppy disk had like a little notch on them. And so you had to put it in with a notch on the right-hand side. I don't know if you remember that. It's a long time ago. So... turns out if you cut out a notch on the other side, you could flip it over and you could use the other side of the floppy disk.
Oh.
It was just basically a hack that we were all using back
then. Oh, how did you learn how to do that?
babe, I've been around for a long, long time. These were things that we did back in the day. I mean, I go back to before floppies, we had cassettes. You had to plug the cassette in, and then you were going to record a computer program. You had to actually hit record and play at the same time, record it, and then play it back into the computer. I mean, this is... I've been around.
I guess.
And now it's like we don't even think twice about jamming a thumb drive into a USB slot.
Right, I mean, this exactly.
It's amazing how exactly. far we've come.
Well, thank you, Omega Man. We appreciate that.
19,760 Satoshis from Dirty Jersey Whore.
Wow.
That's right. He comes in from Fountain, says, great to meet everybody at the meetup. Too many to list, but I did get to spend some quality time with the world famous Sir Brian with one eye and Willie at Java Ranch.
Oh, nice.
Great times were had by all in the evening.
Thank you.
Keep the lid down and y'all be good. Thank you, Dirty Jersey. You're a good man. It's good. I like his wife too.
She's I did
very
too.
Very sweet. Yep. And there is one of our... Salmon Yeas, Marco Frisson, 10,000 Satoshis, quitting weed and tobacco boost. Maybe he's quitting weed and tobacco.
Wow.
You know, I got a lot of people emailing me about that. Like, so...
You'll sleep better.
Oh, man. You'll dream
That's
again,
for sure.
my friend. You'll dream
you
again.
Better.
You'll dream again. 8,000 sats from comic strip blogger.
CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds.
Hi.
Just happy Halloween, I wish you.
Oh.
From your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Polak.
Polak.
We spell a double L, but he means Polak.
Nice.
Yes.
Great pierogies.
Yo, CSB.
Is that a Polish field, a food?
That's a good question.
Oh, I love pierogies.
Sounds Polish.
Yum.
Yes.
I like
Polish. So we're probably not doing anything for Halloween.
No, we're turning our lights off.
We're turning the lights off.
We're like, go away.
We're not here.
We got a dog.
There's no kids here. The kids come here to sell their handcrafts.
We are turning our lights off. We are not doing that.
Yeah. Hey, mini striper boost. There it is, 77-77. Sir Brian with an eye. Okay, he says. So we went through months of conversations about Adam getting his mouth jackhammered. And now we have to hear about the size of each of your tooth pockets.
Oh,
this makes me uneasy, he says. The last time I went to the dentist, the appointment was scheduled by my mom, and she passed away in 2006.
Oh, ugh, right. Yuck. You got a wall of plaque.
So it has been a minute since my choppers have been evaluated,
dude.
And now you've given me night terrors.
Dude, go to the dentist.
But nothing hurts in my mouth, and I still have fantastic kissing breath.
Dude, no wonder you don't
in
have a girlfriend.
Evening, y'all. In the evening. All right. Sir Brian with an eye.
Oh, man. It's more than just brushing your teeth.
Take it from me. You're still a young man. You're going to regret this. And as I found out, oral health affects more than you know. I was wearing hearing aids for more than 5 years, and it was not necessary had I had my teeth and everything checked out and taken care of.
Not only that, he's got a wall of plaque in his mouth.
This I don't need to think about.
The plaque they have to jackhammer off.
I do not need to think about it.
No wonder you don't have a girlfriend, man.
And you know what? And you know what? Why don't you just go to Hollywood? I'll set up the appointment. You can come. In fact, I will take you out to lunch. If you go to Hollywood here in Fredericksburg, I'll take you out to lunch.
Oh, look at you, mister.
It's important.
Mental health month.
As much as he irritates me, I do want to help him. So if you come to Fredericksburg for an appointment with Hollywood, I will take you out to lunch before or after whatever you
then
want.
Then he's going to go see Maverick because, I mean, you're talking about...
Oh, no. Once you go to Hollywood, Hollywood's going like, bro, you're going to Maverick.
Yeah.
You're going downtown.
Then
you're going to Kerrville.
Then you're opening up a can of worms.
You're going to Kerrville. Hey, another 77-77. This is from Pastor Comsey.
Oh.
Here's to a 16-ounce show.
Oh, yes.
I'm definitely ready for this political season to
Me
be
too.
Done with. Hashtag
Me too.
No king but Christ. Hashtag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally
Amen.
Agree that we can't fix our problems with voting. Here's to praying for a peaceful weekend. Yes. Thank you very much, Pastor
thank
Comsey.
Thank you. Yes. Amen.
And another 77.
Wow.
You're going crazy. This is Dakota Ice. I'm sorry, I went too far. This is KSU Pike 97.
Oh, is that an...
I think this one needs to be decanted.
Nice.
You've been decanted.
And KSU Pike 97 says, keep blessing us with this wonderful content.
Oh, thank you.
So nice. $5 from Randall Black.
Yes.
Thank you, Randall, so much.
Thank
and
you,
there's
Randall.
3333 from Dakota Ice. You two keep me smiling. Enjoy the show immensely. Adam, ask Tina about the solution I sent her to easily get all the lotion out of the Aveeno bottle. Did someone send you a solution?
It's in my emails. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Well, how's that for show prep?
Sorry. I was put on the spot. I'll come back next week. I'll have the answer. I don't remember.
I will remember to ask you.
I don't remember. I'll have to look.
And Sakai the Horse, our final booster here with no note, just from Podcast Guru.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's very kind. Nice. I like what Pastor Jimmy and Ed say. Nice blessings.
Oh, I love that
blessings.
Too.
Yes. Living Up in a Down World is a podcast you may want to listen to if you're listening to ours.
Yes.
It's a good show.
It's a great show.
Yes. And
it's our besties.
I'm telling you.
We love them.
Although I am a little disappointed.
Oh.
Because ever since our besties upgraded their iPhones.
Oh.
I've been kicked out of the besties text message
you
group.
Have.
I don't know what's happened.
It's their fault.
But it was ever since they upgraded their iPhones. I mean, okay, I get it. I have an Android. I'm a green bubble guy. I understand. I'm a degenerate. I'm basically garbage.
Yes. Like Trump. Like the rest of us. Like half the country.
I should be wearing a garbage bag. Could you please, maybe if I start a new besties group, then it'll stick together.
Yeah, I don't know. But you keep getting kicked out.
You said there are three besties groups now?
I have three on my phone now, three threads.
It's like when you text the besties group, I get it, but I don't get anything.
But it always says, Adam left the group. I'm like, why did Adam leave? And then I add you back in. They're like, Adam left the group.
I'm not leaving no group.
I'm not leaving no group.
I want to be a part of the club.
Wait a minute. I'm not leaving no group.
That's obviously, I know how to speak English. I'm not leaving any group. I understand. But when I say I'm not leaving no group, that fills up another 15 seconds of airtime with you correcting my English. There it is. You know what? Please, girl. The question of the week. It's all right. You get to embarrass me here again. It's great. Look at the energy you had when you started, and look at your energy
now. I know. It's because I drink my 8 ounces of wine. That's why.
It is the question of the week. Tina makes up the question, so she already knows her answer. This is just to put me on the spot. What is the question of the week?
Okay, you ready?
I'm always ready. Okay. I was born ready.
Was there anything that surprised you about me when we started getting serious?
When we started getting serious.
Was there anything that surprised you about me when we started getting serious?
Wow.
We need the Jeopardy.
Doom, 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 doom. Okay, what surprised me is you cannot sing.
Oh.
I was so disappointed.
Really?
No. But it is related. What surprised me is your incredible in-depth knowledge of 70s, late 70s rock songs. I was like, what? And you know all the lyrics, you know the album that it came off of. So there's been many things that you've surprised me with, obviously. And many things I can't even talk about. But that was something that blew me away. I mean, you even introduced me to, because of course I didn't grow up in America during that period. But you introduced me to some songs like, this is good stuff. You know a lot about 70s.
Because my dad was in music.
Rock.
Yeah.
But 70s, your dad did not play any UFO stuff. No way.
No. Oh, no. That was my first boyfriend.
But you know all the Aerosmith. You know what record it was on. I mean,
UFO. Doctor, please. I mean, one of my favorite songs.
You just knew a lot about this. And I was, that was one of the things that, there's many other things, but that surprised me a lot.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I'm very excited.
Okay.
Be kind.
You know, kind. I mean, of course I'm going to be kind.
Oh yeah.
I'm always kind.
Just like the last 70 minutes.
Oh no. So, you know, we know when I first thought of you and when we were texting back and forth. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had this thought of you as a celebrity, like overly confident, strong, like just, you know, famous. And as we started getting serious, I saw your really tender heart.
Aww.
You have such a tender heart.
When was this moment when you saw my tender heart? Can you recall that exact moment?
I can't recall exactly like a pinpoint in time, but I realized how sensitive you really are. And that was really endearing to me. And also the other thing was, you know, because you headed up Headbangers Ball, I thought you were this hard rock, grunge rock. And no, you're like, I love Stevie Wonder. And I was like, and Frank Sinatra. And I'm like, really? So the persona that was built
around
you really isn't you at all. You know, which I loved.
I do like some Headbanger stuff. There's no doubt about it.
I know you do. Yeah. I know you do. But, you know,
I'm a little more dimensional than that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so I just love that you are sensitive and you're tender. And yeah, where I thought, you know, you're just, you know, like, dude, like I'm a dude, man. I'm famous. I'm this and that. And you're just not like that at all. You're really nice. You're a really nice guy.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that.
Yes. I'm glad I married you.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad too. It worked out really well.
It did.
Meet me here next week.
I'll be here.
Okay. I love you too.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see you next week, everybody, here on Curry and the Keeper.
In the evening, with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.